welcome to Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of the show, and we are doing a little something different tonight. We are up at Rogers. Oh, here we go.
That's our rock music. And roll music.
Hey.
There's that devil music.
That's right.
Long-haired devil music.
Well, we have gathered at the Bohemian Grove. I mean, out in Rogers Campground.
This isn't Bohemian Grove?
Yeah. I don't think you're supposed to tell them that.
I know.
It's our cover story.
There were lizards here. I knew it.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday edition. And as we just mentioned, we are up at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it is Porkfest Eve tonight. It has not started officially yet, but there's a good crowd of people here. And we are here doing a show for you all tonight.
We're about all there is for entertainment here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
And it's raining. Maybe we should be expecting a bigger crowd. But
there you go.
But in any case, we're going to do a show as normally as possible, and it looks like we're connected. So, you know, gentlemen, did you have anything you wanted to talk about tonight besides Porkfest? Because we're going to try to just roll with it tonight.
Oh, yeah, I've got a great story here that I wanted to start out with, if you're ready to rock.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a story from, it's just some of those, you know, when they'll take clips of people's texts back and forth, and you get to see people, you know, sort of interacting, and sometimes it's funny. This is from happyplace.com. And this one, not
so
funny. I love
a story that starts from happyplace.com.
It gets less happy. It gets less happy.
Oh, no.
So this is a story about a young man who apparently acted inappropriately and how it worked
like
out for
one of those this is meant for your mom things, is it?
And this was it had mom is involved.
Oh boy.
In this story. Okay. So I'm not going to use the person's name. I don't care anything about the name. We'll call him male, and we will call the lady female. And then I got kind of, you know, I guess it's like, what do you do in this situation? So anyway, I guess he was using some kind of dating app. And this dating app allows you to get in touch with other people who are single.
Nothing could go wrong with this.
Right. So post number 3, apparently, I don't know how many posts there were between these two individuals before this happened. But on this day, he starts out with, how's your day going? Is it pouring in Long Island? Yet, and then the third picture is a picture of him buck naked in front of maybe a mirror or taking a picture or something, right?
Wow.
Like there was no warning, and apparently she wasn't quite ready for this. Now, he's a cutting figure of a man. It's not some fat hairy guy that he took a picture of.
He has this picture of, I gotta see this.
Yeah, he's a fine looking young man.
Wow.
He's got a body of an Adonis, no doubt.
Sure.
And then he goes, LOL, you didn't like it? And she says, F no. And then he, in order to assuage his embarrassment, says, too big for you? And she says, I didn't need to see that. I don't need to be disrespected by someone I don't even know. And he says, I was just showing you what I got. Relax. It's only my... And then he refers to what it might be. And she tells him to F off and don't ever message me again. And he says, you're a prude. And, of course, he spells it wrong. So she gives him a little grammar lesson, says you're properly, you with the apostrophe R-E. Nice try, though. And he says, and then he goes, no wonder you're single. Again. Your.
Wow.
In order to make himself feel better in some way, he just says, I have a big, and then he's referring to the
apartment. Wow, there's so much maturity, emotional health and growth in this story.
Indeed.
Is Johnson here?
and she says, since you're pretty easy to find on Facebook, and then she mentions his name. I shall send your mom screen caps of this conversation. Shall I send your mom screen caps of this conversation to show how you treat women? And he says,
it's weirder and weirder.
Don't. As though that's going to stop her, by the way. Please don't would be the proper. What can I do to fix this for you? Anyway, he doesn't say any of those things. He says, don't. And she says, I think I might do it anyway, since you felt the need to harass me. Why do you think it's okay to sexually harass girls you don't know? And he says, I thought you'd like it. And she says, honestly, I think you deserve to have that uncomfortable conversation with your mother. that's not right. Don't do that. That's my mom. And then I'm not going to read the last part of this, but I guess I'm just kind of wondering here, does this seem appropriate or inappropriate? Obviously, not appropriate to send buck-naked pictures of yourself to somebody who's not prepared
not
for it,
not appropriate
right?
on either side. I mean, yeah.
Like, I think going to the mom thing was going too far. And, like, maybe... like,
didn't they meet on a dating site?
I don't believe so. I believe this is sort of an app and, like, it's an introductory situation. Like, he thought it was appropriate to introduce himself to a young lady with Vic's picture. Now, mind you, it's a fine picture, but not appropriate right away. And
yeah,
I think
subtlety clearly is not his forte. But
right. And, I wonder, I can see this from two standpoints. I can see this from her standpoint, where it's like, this guy's probably a serial harasser, and if I, you know, give, you know, why should I step back from this? He probably should have this conversation with his mother. I can see that point.
It's an attempt to shame him, right? And sometimes people believe that the only recourse that they have against sexual crimes is to out the person and to shame them. Sometimes the person likes that, so what do you do?
Yeah, sometimes it's what they're going for.
Yeah, but, you know, sexual crimes like that sometimes are a power play, you know, and this guy...
I don't know if this is a sexual crime, but it might be the indication of a precursor, perhaps.
Yeah, it's on a sliding scale. It's maybe getting there a little bit. I mean, you know, if they're on a dating app, it's I
would consider it inappropriate. Is what I
right?
Would consider.
It's inappropriate. Yeah. But you know.
And let me ask you this: if you were to turn the genders around, the chances are good this would have gone reasonably well, right?
I don't, yeah.
Like, if you were a cutting figure of a woman and on a dating app you send this picture out, so is it possible this dude's just, remember, I'm just taking the other side of this. I understand both sides of this. Is it possible that we're just dealing with a guy who's confused? Like, every bit of information he gets from, sort of a culture at large and advertising and marketing is that, you know, good-looking bodies sell and that people want to see them. So if he tries this little trick, why wouldn't it work? And who knows if this was the first time he's done this or the, you know, 20th time if he's done this. Obviously, if you tried it 20 times and it's failed 20 times, you probably should stop.
You know, I think the problem is, you know, I don't have a problem with nudity at all. In fact, I don't even understand the concept of clothing generally. But the thing with this, it's the intent. It's like, I'm going to force myself upon you. And I understand
that. Oh, and why wouldn't the person love it? You know?
Right. I mean,
well, it is a dating app.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say,
hopefully
I understand.
It gets there.
Sure, I understand it's a dating app, but I mean, just our society, our culture is just not there, and I know what you're saying about the culture, that cultural message about, you know, body cells and all that stuff, but I don't think that cultural message is there that somehow nudity is just
that male body cells.
Yeah, well, right. But, I mean, even if a woman sent that, if a guy was in his right mind, he'd be like, what is going on? This person is not stable.
Yeah, it's out of the blue.
You know, I understand, you'd appreciate seeing, you know, a naked female body. You know, who wouldn't?
But I think what this boils down to is consent, because in any sexual situation, like, you need to have some indication that the person wants whatever's happening to happen.
And I agree with you. It's completely about consent. But the question is, did he understand that consent wasn't present? Like, I think that...
There was no indication that it was. I mean...
There is no indication that it was, but there's...
Consent is not like... And maybe, I guess, like, consent is,
consent is present if you're, if the sender is female. Generally, the consent is present, and consent is generally not present if you're a male, and this is so...
Well, there are probably some men out there who would think that was nuts, you know, that if some woman just texted them a nude photo in the middle of a conversation about the weather.
Yeah, I would just see that as totally I wouldn't be comfortable.
Just because it would make you uncomfortable and think this isn't a Marion type girl does not mean that you wouldn't necessarily...
Are you serious?
I am. Do you think that this starts off the proper relationship? For, you know, long term.
I think it shows kind of poor judgment to send someone a photo in the middle of a conversation about the weather. But
indeed.
What do you think? You can call us at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
And I'll tell you the last point of the last
statement
she writes, because that's really, it's important when coming up.
Oh, coming up. Okay, that was a cliffhanger. I thought you were going to say it right now. Well, 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live, live from Rogers Campground on Pork Fest Eve. More coming up. Stay tuned.
Yeah. How would you like to have a spectacular summer vacation right here in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas about freedom, individual rights, the current state of our government, and much more, with fascinating people and speakers from across the country? If so, check out the Cato Institute's annual Cato University program being held at Cato's state-of-the-art new building in the heart of downtown D.C., July 28th to August 3rd. Information and registration is at catouniversity.org. That's catouniversity.org.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 5th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,402.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,438.91, $719.46 for a half ounce, or $359.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,438.91, $719.46, and $359.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition, live from Rogers Campground. We are here on Pork Fest Eve, starting the festivities a little bit early here in Lancaster, New Hampshire. We'll be back in Keene next week for our Sunday show, but today is a little bit different, and if you are a regular listener to Free Talk Live, you're going to hear Free Talk Live live every night this week from Rogers Campground, broadcasting from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and there'll be a lot of interesting people to talk with this week, so I'm really looking forward to hearing how it sounds. And with you tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark. And there's a lot of people here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, like me, and many others who have...
are you more than one person, Mark?
There are a lot of people. Trust me, a lot
you
of people.
You are a lot of men.
The world cannot
sure.
handle more than one, Mark.
That's the truth. Who have gotten the name brand camping gear at the lowest prices at manventureoutpost.com. They've got everything.
Yeah. Yep. You just got a big package from Man Venture, didn't you?
Indeed, I got a big package from Man Venture. Tents, some sleeping mat things. These are really great, by the way. They're the kind that you can pack in a bag rather than, and they blow up very easily. They're self-inflating.
Yeah.
Really, really great. I was impressed with them when I got them. Anyway, go get the lowest prices on the name brand camping materials at manventureoutpost.com. It's a family-owned operation. You can trust them. I've been buying from them for years. Manventureoutpost.com.
All right. So in the last segment, we were talking about a story where basically, I don't know if this is the only time this has ever happened. It's probably happened more than once, I'm guessing. But apparently there were two people who
I'll bet it has to.
Met each other on a dating app. Right? On a smartphone dating app?
Yep.
And do you know what kind of app it was?
I'm sorry,
or
I don't.
What website? Because somebody in the audience made a point after the last segment saying that, you know, maybe that matters, because if they met on a dating app that's specifically for, like, you know, hookups.
A little rough and tumble.
Yeah, yeah, if they met on, like, Bang with Friends or...
Slap and Tickle.
Or one of those apps, then, you know, maybe... It would be a little bit more of an assumption that a person might be open to seeing a nude photo, but if it's like eHarmony, which is like a Christian dating app, you know, then maybe not.
All right, yeah, so, the eHarmony is where those are needed.
There's a little, context that we're missing here, but what basically happened was there was a woman and a man who somehow met on this dating app. They had a short exchange, and then on the third message between them, they were talking about the weather, and then the guy sent a nude photo of himself to the woman. She got really upset, said that is not appropriate, and threatened to tell his mother, which I feel bad for her, because, you know, like, it's
Who do we feel bad for?
I feel bad for both, frankly, I guess, because I mean, the guy doesn't have a clue. The woman's seeing something she doesn't...
I get the impression he doesn't have the clue.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue, right?
And the woman's seeing something she doesn't want to see, and then she's kind of threatening to tell his mother, which is really weird, and it's just bad all around, honestly, from my perspective. I don't know where I was quite going with
the
that.
The site is Let's Date.
Let's Date.
Dating app called Let's Date. And
okay.
This is...
So it's not like Let's Speed.
Yeah, it's not any of those. So the last
that
thing
might she, make a difference, right?
The last thing she says, and I feel this is sort of what justifies it for her, is that's right. She should know how you perpetuate rape culture. I'm sick of being treated like this. And this is a new hip word that I've learned this year. Maybe it was last year.
Rape culture.
Rape culture.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know when rape culture started or what it means, and I've done a little bit of research on, like, I watched a TED Inc.
What does that mean? What does that word mean to you, or phrase?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I've done the research, and I still don't know what it means. It is either a term used to disempower certain people and empower other people, or it's a misperception of life in general. That's the best I got.
Well, I take that term pretty seriously. I mean, I'll give you an example of what
I think.
Do you think
this is rape culture, what this guy's doing?
I think you could say... Yeah,
okay.
I think you could say it falls under
that.
Because what happened is, okay, so first of all, the reason why I think this falls under rape culture is that this guy didn't get her consent or really seem to care at all whether she wanted to see this photo of him. Unless, you know, we missed it in that conversation, unless she cut it off and it wasn't in that exchange that you just read. But
no, by no means.
Okay, so there was no indication that she wanted to see this, and the app was Let's Date. It wasn't like a sex app. So, I don't think she gave any consent to see this, and so what is a sexual advance without
but
consent?
But rape is something...
It's not rape, but it's getting closer to it,
I'm saying? Yeah, I still think it's forcing yourself on someone. I mean, you're certainly forcing your body, onto the, or at least the photo of it anyway.
Yeah, I think
and
it
so
would be
intent.
A shock to see that, and I'll give you an example of you know, rape culture that I think brings it out for me.
Okay.
And that's, do you remember the Steubenville, Ohio case?
Yes.
Where there was a football team that basically, like, gang raped this young girl.
Yep.
Who was drunk at a party. And then
I don't know all the facts, but let's just accept it. Let's just present it as you're saying.
Okay, well, there was a trial, and what they found was that they were found guilty of raping this woman and then posting about it on Twitter.
Right.
And they, you know, like, videoed it and stuff like that. So on TV, when they were reporting this, the news anchors were bemoaning the fact that these young men's football careers were going to be ruined.
Yes, they did that.
And there was not very much that was really said to show compassion for the victim.
Do we know who the victim is? Because this is what I've kind of, when I saw this case, I'm like, well, don't they keep her name?
Yeah.
I mean,
do you have
to
know?
It's hard to feel bad for a face that you don't see. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. But do you have to know who she is? I mean, couldn't they just say, well, we feel terrible for the victim and who cares that these football careers are ruined? I mean, that's like that's not the first thing on
a lot of times
mind.
They say, you know, like what I was hearing was is they threw away their football careers and things like that. And I agree with that statement. They did.
Yeah, but it's important to bring up with that case in particular that a lot of the facts, a lot of the tweets, a lot of the videos, none of that stuff, all that stuff was being buried by the media. It actually took hackers from Anonymous to bring all that information out into the public. And
true.
Sites like RT.com were the only ones that would say anything about it. So, I mean, whether or not there, you can say, oh, well, they were protecting her identity. No, they were smothering all the evidence of this story on purpose. It took Anonymous to bring all this out. That's insane.
Now, do you think that this would have happened if these weren't football players? Because I kind of felt that, you know, to some extent,
there was allegations.
Was it the hockey players back in, I can't remember, the Duke lacrosse players? Do you remember how they were lambasted and crucified by the media for the rape of this, I think she was a stripper or something like that, if I remember correctly. Turns out it was a bunch of bull crap. And so one can kind of juxtapose those two stories. I mean, why were the, if we live in rape culture, why were the lacrosse players lambasted? And treated so terribly. Maybe the media was sort of trying to make up for it in a, you know, terrible
or maybe it was a boring news season.
Right. I mean, it doesn't really seem consistent, but I think there are at least some examples where there's sort of, you get the sense there's like this systemic, I don't know, just environment that doesn't really take it very seriously when somebody gets raped.
But I don't.
Could there be rape culture in prison? Could there be rape culture in prison?
I think there is rape culture in prison, and we get the impression, supposedly, that this happens in India, too, because of this thing that happened on the bus. I don't know that to be true. I don't live in India.
Well, in India, it's very serious.
You haven't been to India either.
Well,
I've researched this a lot, actually.
There's a smartphone app that helps women map, like, sexual assaults in real time. There's the Pink Gang that has 20,000 women who go and show up at the houses of abusive wives, husbands who beat their wives, and so it's a serious violence against women is happening in India. But we can talk about this more coming up in Free Talk Live. 855-453 is our phone number. Tell us what you think about what we've discussed.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in Lancaster, New Hampshire. Oh, we've got a rousing round of applause from the crowd. Yeah, it's Porkfest Eve, so the fun has not officially started yet, but we're like kids gathered around the Christmas tree to see what we unwrap, and it's going to be tents and poles and
there's a lot of that.
Things yeah. like that. So anyway, but you can still call us at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that's on your mind or ask us a question, or really, we're open to pretty much anything.
So on the way up here, I brought up my vehicle, and on both of my vehicles, I have a Freedom Cam from FreedomCam.net. Now, the Freedom Cam really does give you a sort of insurance that you can't get anyplace else. If you're in an automobile accident and somebody else's story, the person with whom you have an accident, their story differs from yours, or you're pulled over by a police officer and his story of what happened differs from yours, it's nice to have the ultimate witness, and the ultimate witness is the Freedom Cam from FreedomCam.net. It's got a microphone and two cameras, one pointing out the front, one pointing into the passenger compartment, and out the back. And it gives your speed and your GPS location so that, you know, the stories can't change.
Incriminate you?
it may very well incriminate you, but
it could also exonerate you, right?
So it's nice to know the truth
wins out,
right?
In the end.
The truth is what I'm concerned with here. Yeah. And
I mean, I don't think speeding is a crime anyway. But, you know, and pretty much everyone does it. But, you know, I hope this could be used for exoneration. So there you go.
There you go. It's get one at freedomcam.net. By the way, they're on sale, and they take Bitcoin. So it's freedomcam.net. I don't know how long that sale is going on, but it is going on now. Freedomcam.net.
All right, we are here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Brian has stepped away for a moment, and it's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Mark.
And we're talking with Nick Ford. Hey, Nick. Welcome
Hello.
To the show.
Hi. How's it going?
Great. Nick, you have organized the Alt Expo here at Porkfest X, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But in the last segment, Mark brought up the concept of rape culture, because we were talking about this man who texted a woman a picture of himself nude when there wasn't really any indication that she really wanted to see that. And some people were commenting that this is an example of rape culture. Is that accurate, Mark?
Yeah, that sounds about right. She specifically said that this was rape culture.
Oh, she said that. Okay.
And she was, the reason she was going to talk to his mother is because he was perpetuating rape culture.
I don't know what his mother's going to do about that. I mean,
well, I think that all the advances that feminism has had throughout the years and whatever forms it has taken, it has had those advances by convincing women of its position as opposed to convincing men of its position. Because women have a very powerful seat in culture, and they can change these rules. So once the feminists can convince the women of a particular aspect, then they get that cultural change. So I think that's what she's like.
Because, I mean, I think men would have to, if men are, which they allege, you know, that men are the ones who perpetrate rape culture by condoning and joking about and not taking seriously acts of rape, then the men would have to be the ones that are convinced or on board with ending it, right?
Every man has a mother. Most have sisters, aunts, and these other people. And that if all this, I don't know what jokes mean. As far as sexualized jokes,
joking about rape.
Like, I've never joked about rape. I don't know where that happens.
It's like you drop the soap, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but that, if you're talking about prison jokes at that point,
sure, I'm just giving an example.
Men raping men, and I think that's an entirely different situation.
I had a Facebook thread a while back where I posted a picture of a sloth because it was like, I don't know, just cute animal pictures. Okay, sure, I'll share that on Facebook.
Yep, they grow,
and
they grow
somebody,
fungus, right?
Somebody that I barely knew on Facebook like commented on the photo and said, and had a meme that he posted that said, you know what rhymes with sloth? Rape at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't funny, and it was pretty disturbing.
It's a meta joke. You got to really think
I didn't
about
get it.
You got to really. No, I'm just being facetious.
Oh, yeah. So it wasn't funny. So, I mean, you know, I wasn't going to let that ruin my life.
I don't think
life,
it's a rape joke, though. I mean, that's a joke about the word rape. It's not a joke about raping.
Wow. Well,
yeah. Okay, but there are other ones. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we
I don't know, but I've heard, you know, people toss around this term, you know, rape as when it doesn't mean rape, and I don't know. I mean,
well, so for rape culture, so boy, did I pick a time to be in the room. I'm one of those few libertarians who actually think feminism is pretty cool, and I
got two of them on the show, Nick.
Yeah, well, I know. I said I'm one of
really,
the few.
Really, Mark, you think feminism is cool? No.
Not right now.
And I guess in terms of rape culture, I guess what it means to me is typically it's like a society or a culture in which the idea of rape is either trivialized, not taken as seriously as it should be, or it's not treated as systematically as other offenses, stuff like that.
And that's what I understand rape culture to mean, too.
Yeah, sure.
I just don't live in that society from where I live.
Well, like, you don't have to worry about it, really, Mark, because you're not in prison anymore, and you're a man. So
are we talking about prison being rape culture? Because I think make an argument
for
or
against. Example. Sure. It's a specific example, but I think it applies to general society.
So a lot of people, two people on this table are using prison as an example of rape culture who haven't been in prison. And I've got to say that if I was in prison and saw somebody getting raped, I would stop it from happening. I was there. I know what I would do. And I know most people would probably have done the same thing. Are there lots and lots and lots of jokes about rape in prison?
Yep, sure are.
Didn't you say you thought you may have heard something
yes.
happening one time?
Yeah, you know, I weighed a lot less, and that was like my first couple of months in prison. It wasn't a time for me to do something like that.
Yeah. Thanks for being honest about that. But I mean,
I was in prison over a course of almost a decade.
Yeah.
And
but men get raped in prison, right?
Prison's the whole
less
reason.
And less.
Prison is the whole. If you count the rapes that actually happen in prison, it's the whole reason why men actually get raped more than women. So I mean,
yep.
That's an important issue that some feminists miss.
I understand in sexual assaults in the military are also higher.
That's been a big controversy. I hear Obama is sending his very heartfelt apologies to all people.
Sorry about your buggering.
Sorry, you're getting sexually assaulted. Yeah, you know. go die. So, so I would like to recommend, there is a good essay about rape culture from a libertarian standpoint.
It's called
Women and the Invisible Fist. It's by Charles Johnson. He's actually going to be here this week at Porkfest. So if you want to talk about libertarian feminism, he's a good guy to talk to.
I've done an interview with Charles Johnson, and I'm interested in reading it. I do think he's one of the real thinkers in this movement.
Yeah. There's a talk on YouTube by the same title, too.
Likely still disagree with the idea that the United States culture is rape culture, but I will read it, and I'm interested in that.
It's hard to say, like, if you don't experience something very often, or if there's something that you just don't really have to worry about.
But culture's a funny word, isn't it?
In your life, yeah, then it doesn't affect you. And to you, sure, there is no rape culture because you don't have to worry about it, right?
Well, I would hear other people saying it and doing it, and I should, like, either I can perceive this happening around me or I can't. And if it is happening around me and I can't perceive it, then I need to get better fine-tuned. If it isn't happening around me and other people perceive it, then they're just wrong and they need to be better, educated on what the subjects mean. So one of the two is the case, and I don't know which.
I think there's a lot of people, especially in the libertarian movement, who like to be really contrarian and like to be really
anti-PC. I think Mark is one of those.
Sure, I'm not necessarily in favor of PC, whatever that may mean.
PC means that you're not allowed to use kinder words. I think is.
I think it's just mostly about empathy, but at any rate. I think there's a lot of libertarians in the movement who just like to be really contrarian when it comes to the left, and like whenever something's left wing, they just really like to knee jerk and say, "Oh, well, that's commie, that's wrong." So,
I have to be shown that it's true, and I think that's true. You know, I'll admit I have come from the right, but I need to be shown that something is true. And if you can't show me, then how are you going to convince anybody else?
Sure.
I'd hope I was open, and if I can't be convinced that we have rape culture going on, then how in the world are you going to ever convince anybody else? That's what I'm saying. And sure. I think that the example that you gave is probably the best example of the football players. I think the best rebuttal is the rebuttal of the lacrosse players, where, a decade before, a similar situation happened and the opposite occurred.
Yeah, culture is never very consistent, so I don't think that's for much.
That's true. It does have the word cult in it, too. A little fun fact. 855, 450-FREE. Do you think we live in rape culture? And we're going to hear more about Alt Expo 2 coming up here on Free Talk Live. 855, 450-FREE. More coming up.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you ready to get away this summer? Then stay at America's Best Value Inn, and you might find yourself playing in Las Vegas. Join our Value Club for the chance to win monthly travel prizes or the grand prize, a four-night VIP stay at the D Las Vegas, a Lexington Legacy Hotel on famous Fremont Street. Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com and get away, stay, and play this summer.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. We are here at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire, kicking off the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Yeah, Pork Fest. Last time people cheered. Okay, there we go. You can hear, you can verify that we're actually live. And we do have a studio audience. And with you tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And me, Mark.
And we've got Nick Ford here from the Alt Expo here.
Hello.
At Porcupine.
I'm waving at nothing.
Hi, Nick.
Yeah. Just people on the radio can see you waving.
People on the radio. I'm so translucent.
See, I think it comes through in your voice. I think it's conveyed somehow to the audience, maybe imperceptibly. But anyway.
She's the voice expert. I'm using the force.
Seriously, when I am a freelance voiceover artist, and
she does
when I
work.
Do voiceovers, I'm often, you know, smiling and talking with
you
my hands,
to.
And
yep.
Free Talk Live is the greatest show ever, and it's, my hands are going all over the place.
I agree. And you, where do people find you for that work?
Oh, it's porktherapy.com, porctherapy.com. That's my podcast website, actually, and it has a voice work page, but I am actually in the process of setting up a website specifically for my voice work, so
and,
that'll be coming soon.
If people want to see an example of that, there is an awesome example that I'm totally not biased about called Markets Not Capitalism, which Stephanie Murphy has done. Which
yeah,
is
it's an audio book, and it's also on YouTube.
Yes,
thanks to
Nick.
I
do some of the YouTube.
Indeed. So let me tell you about Freedom Fest. We're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's another big freedom-oriented festival going on. It's the biggest liberty-oriented festival of the year. It's Freedom Fest, and speakers include luminaries like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and many more. If you haven't heard, the venue's been changed. Freedom Fest will be held on July 10th through the 13th at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. There's nothing like Freedom Fest. It's huge. Get your tickets and hotel rooms now, because they're booking very fast. I'll be there representing Free Talk Live, and it's an event you don't want to miss.
You're going. I'm so jealous.
Sorry. We're going to do some interviews and things like that. It's going to be a lot of fun. I really hope to meet a lot of folks. FreedomFest.com. Get registered now. FreedomFest.com.
Nothing speaks freedom to me like Rand Paul. I do love some Rand Paul.
I know you're a big voter. Nick.
I'm a big voter. I voted all of zero times. That was
a good one, Nick.
If you don't vote, you can't complain.
No, I think if you do
George
vote.
Carlin.
Yeah. Anyway, so Nick, I wanted to give you a chance to talk about what you're doing with the Alternatives Expo, or Alt Expo for short.
Sure.
And this is actually the 13th Alt Expo. It's nicknamed Lucky Number 13,
yes.
Right?
And we have the Black Sabotage Cat from the IWW, the Industrial Workers of the World.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a lefty thing. You wouldn't get it.
Yeah, never mind.
That's pretty left.
Yeah, they're mostly commies. So anyway.
So tell me about what is Alt Expo, and isn't Porkfest alternative enough? You need an alternative
to
the alternative.
So Porkfest is great. I was the first day that tickets went online, I bought. So I'm a fan of Porkfest. Some of the ideas that you'll see at Alt Expo, you won't necessarily see at Porkfest, and some of them I can't blame them for not advertising.
I'll give you some ideas. And by the way, I go every year to some of the Alt Expo stuff. I think it's great.
Yeah. So the Alternatives Exposition is basically just that. It's an exposition of a lot of the alternatives to the mainstream. We even do alternatives to a lot of the stuff that people put on at Porkfest. So some of the ideas that we have totally not reading off anything here.
Go ahead.
On Tuesday we're actually going to set up the tent. Typically we have a big yellow and white tent. This year we're going all mysterious. We're going to have a big blue and white tent, so no one will totally notice us. It'll have to be a little bit bigger than usual, too. We're actually getting started off a little bit earlier this year. We're starting on Thursday because we've actually got such a big amount of people talking.
I have an example of a talk from Alt Expo. I don't mean to steal your thunder, but I have to tell this story. This
so
is
heartbroken.
This is funny. So a couple of years in the past, there has been a talk about polyamory.
It's still happening.
The Alt Expo, and it's going to be again this year, right?
Yep.
And, you know, I have a talk show about relationships, and I was a part of the panel, and some producer from, Showtime saw this panel on YouTube.
It has like 1,000 video views. It's crazy. It's one of our most popular. It is our most popular video on YouTube channel.
Yeah, people are curious about that stuff. And so she emailed me and said, would you like to be part of this reality TV show about polyamory? And I basically said,
Alt Expo, we get you on a reality TV show.
My life is not that exciting, so I turned her down. So, but it's, you know, it leads to big connections, and it's exploring ideas that people are curious
about. If you sleep
in a big pile, give us a call.
Yeah. If you do one of our talks, you might get that offer, too. That's not guaranteed.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that we're going to have. So we're going to have the polyamory panel on Thursday. I'm still actually organizing that because I'm lazy.
What about the solar car? Is it going to be here this year?
I don't know. I think Art is going to be here. It's actually a guy from Maine. His name's Art.
Alternatives and energy.
Yeah, we have alternatives and energy. We also have some alternatives and wellness. Stephanie, I know you do some yoga stuff. We're also going to have Kevin Innes at 9 a.m. almost every day.
Oh, yeah.
Doing some yoga in the Alt Expo tent. So things are getting started on Thursday at 10 a.m. Jack Schimmick is going to welcome everyone to Alt Expo. We're going to have John Bush and Catherine Bleich after that.
So is this like the hippie tent? Is that what people
are thinking? Yeah, we attract more of the sort of left-wing libertarians, if you will, me being one of them and Jack being another.
While we're on the subject, Nick, can you briefly, you know, what's your elevator speech about what is a left libertarian?
Oh, good.
Because I think those are two words that people might be confused by, like they might have some preconceived notions about what...
So the left libertarian as a movement is kind of best represented by the organization Center for a Stateless Society at c4ss.org. It's a left-wing market anarchist, although not all left libertarians are market anarchists. Like, I don't consider myself one, for example.
Thank God, it's a terrible word.
Yes. So a left libertarian is typically somebody who wants libertarian ends through leftist means, or libertarian means through leftist ends. It's escaping me at the moment.
Okay, but, so it's kind of like a hybrid between...
Sure. It's like a anti-privileged left. It's like more like occupied people than your Democratic Party people.
It's libertarians that think the commie posters are cool.
Sure, I think the IWW is cool, so there you go.
All right, well, we do have a call on the line. Somebody who wants to talk about cultural Marxism. This should be interesting.
Oh, God, no.
Mark, would you like to bring him on?
This is
Lauren from New York.
Lauren, can you hear us?
Hold on. Let's see if I can give it a shot. All right, Lauren, you
hear? Hey, Lauren, can you hear us now?
How you doing?
Doing
I 100%
well.
agree with Mark. You guys must understand that feminism is a lie.
What's a lie about it? Exactly.
I've been lied to.
Well, everything. First off, feminism was made on record by the CIA to get... Oh, yeah, this is on record.
That's funny. I thought it was made by women who were getting, abused by their...
No.
I didn't
know
CIA. The CIA is really good.
I'm talking about modern-day feminism. See, Susan B. Anthony, that's a totally different other type of feminism. I'm talking about modern-day feminism, okay?
All right.
It was on record made by the CIA.
All right, CIA, go on.
Give us lay it out, Lauren.
In the 90s?
Well, hold on,
Susan B. Anthony was in the 90s?
Let me finish what I'm saying here. Why do you think that women are outside the homes now? They have jobs. Why do you think
it must be Marxism?
Hold on. Why do you think we live in a two parent support income system? It's to get women out of whack, to get women out the house and into jobs. Women should be at home.
Well, I would like to respond to you, but I guess I have some kitchen. I should be in the kitchen cooking right now.
That's why our society is failing. Because the TV.
That's why society is failing. You heard it first here on Free Talk Live. I don't know how much more of this I can take.
Cultural Marxism is a really catch-all word for things that are bad. Also, I support getting women and everyone else out of work. Work sucks. So, there you go.
I'd ask you this, Lauren. So after World War II, right, like they sent a lot of men to war and a lot of women went into the workplace. Some of them probably liked it. And do you think that they should have had to go back to the family home or whatever?
Well, I don't want to tell people what to do, but feminism on record was made by the CIA. It's come out.
I guess I haven't seen that.
Miss the big reveal.
Steinbeck, Gloria, what's her name? Where's Stephanie? Stephanie. You know her name. Gloria Steinbeck or something, whatever. You know
her
name.
Oh, my God.
The now lady?
That lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Steinbrenner, Steinem.
Yeah, Gloria Steinem. She's someone who calls herself a feminist. I don't really agree with all of her views either.
That the CIA funded her Miss magazine. She wrote.
Wake up, sheeple.
She's a CIA asset on record. Read her book.
All right,
Lauren. Thanks for the call.
Cultural Marxism has taken another major blow.
Mark. Okay, this is Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. Tell us what you think about cultural Marxism, or not. Bring up something completely different. Actually, I hope that's what you do. Stay tuned. There's more coming up.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone.
You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.